neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Today is Erev Rosh Hashanah. As the Mishnah brings, the Tu Bishvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan. And not Ilanot, but Le'ilan. That means Tu Bishvat has been designated for calculating as far as the status of the tree for many types of halachot. So the question that is asked, how come Mishnah says Le'ilan? The Ilan is singular and not Ilanot. So it's been explained the message of this special festival is, as the Tatan Usha is explaining, the Pasur is brought, Ki Ha'adam Et Hasadeh. Tatan Usha is informing us that every individual has a similarity to a tree. So that's why the connection between Tu Bishvat and every Yehudi has to be understood and to be aware that we actually have some type of qualities of the tree, or we should be like a tree. So one of the resemblance that is right, that we have to be like a tree. Do you have trees in your backyard?
Yes.
Yes. What type? Palm tree? Of course. To preserve a tree, so it has procedures that you have to have skill how to preserve a tree. So one is that if you like your tree will last and give fruit, you must, what should you do with it?
You water it.
You water it, because that's what it needs. And also, to make it very happy, there are other matters that it's been used to give it strength and
fertilizer.
Right, so these extra vitamins that the tree needs really is not very pleasant. So we don't see any type of reaction from the tree that he says, I don't like it. Have you seen the tree complain?
No.
Like, let's say he moved. Like, let's say I don't like the environment here, and he just leaves. Has it happened to you?
No.
Oh, it hasn't happened to you. And not only that, the most phenomenon matter that takes place, even though that environment is not pleasant and comfortable for him, is still he gives delicious fruits. Isn't that something? So now here the Tatan Usha says that we are obligated to follow the tree, so that the status of the tree, you see, you know, it's very difficult. You know, maybe he's having a headache or migraine, you know, from what you give him. But still, he stays there, he doesn't move, he doesn't complain, you don't see any achmotach. He gives the fruit.
With pleasure.
And that's why he says, Tu Bishvat is?
Ilan.
Yes. Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan. And we have a source in the Torah Tanu Shaki. Adam Etzasadeh. That's very interesting. It's a very interesting musical instrument. You know what piano is? Have you seen a piano?
Yes.
Yeah? How do you play piano?
With finger.
Finger? And but what do you do that makes noise?
Lift.
No, but how do you make noise with it? Push what?
Push buttons.
What color are the buttons?
Black and white.
I'm sorry?
Black and white.
It has black and white?
Got it.
Which one you press?
Depends what music you want.
But you use both or just one?
One each time.
Oh, the black one, is that for decoration?
No.
Oh. So you can press both white and black and hear beautiful noise? That's something. I only thought only the white is good.
No.
Wow, isn't that something?
Well,
you can press the black button and then you hear beautiful sound. Wow, isn't that something? It's such a beautiful message. In life, we were able to press the black moment with the white moment and to create such a beautiful
melody.
And the unfortunate thing is, many times people they hesitate that the black song could be used. Yisurin, hardship, you know, we ran away from it. But here it's very interesting. How much they sell the piano for?
I don't know.
Good one.
$25,000.
$30,000? And it has a black button in it. You spend $30,000 and it has black button. But if you know how to press the black button in the right moment, see what a beautiful sound it gives. And that's what the whole message of Ki Ha'adam Etz HaSadeh. Look at this Ilan, look at the tree. See where he's placed. What you give him, even though that it's not pleasant, he stays there, he doesn't complain, and gives you delicious, beautiful color fruits. Hashem is Zakeno to carry on this beautiful message.
Amen.
And press the black buttons on the right time and make a beautiful melody with that Hashem.
Koilani Shomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koilani Shomone Shomo Sheli. Koilani Shomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koilani Shomone Shomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.